Recent thought pieces and a few national publications have suggested that Americans have become too empathetic, that we're so concerned about absorbing other people's emotions, we sometimes lose the ability to differentiate what's right or wrong from a moral standpoint. It's not quite former President Bill Clinton, quote, feeling our pain, but they come from a similar place. Paul Bloom is a Yale psychology professor and author of the book Against Empathy, The Case for Rational Compassion. He's with us via Skype. Paul, when you say you're against empathy, what are you getting at?
It's a good place to start because I've discovered that people use the term empathy in different ways. So some people use empathy to mean everything good, everything kind, and I'm certainly not against that. The sense of empathy that I'm concerned about is what's sometimes called emotional empathy, and it's feeling what other people feel, putting yourself in their shoes, sometimes feeling their pain. And a lot of people think that that makes us better people, it makes us care, it helps guide our moral judgments. But what I argue in my book is that actually that makes us worse. There's all sorts of wonderful things about emotional empathy. It's great for sports and for sex and for fiction and for movies. But when it comes to moral judgment, it's a train wreck.
One thing that came to mind for me is there is criticism by some in our society that when it comes to, let's say, Little League games or something, everyone gets a trophy and you're not really teaching anyone anything. And the premise of being against empathy to me almost feels like, yes, it's all about everyone's feelings are valid. And so no one's feelings are valid.
It's related to that. I mean, one of my complaints about empathy is that it pulls us away from a rational assessment of what matters most. So my complaints about empathy, one of them is that it's biased. The feelings of your child, of your friend, of someone who looks like you, someone of your race, will matter immensely more than the feelings of a stranger. Even if rationally you could say, well, morally, that shouldn't make a difference. So empathy in some way takes feelings too seriously and guides us in the wrong direction. It's like a spotlight, but it points us in the wrong direction.
Have we seen practical effects on our society that indicate that, you know, to whatever extent things may be going in the wrong direction? Are we not as firm in our moral judgment because of that?
I think once you frame things in terms of empathy, it becomes rather a zero-sum game where empathy for one group is at the cost of another group. You can't care about everybody equally. I think one of the reasons why Donald Trump won was because he was exceptionally skilled at exploiting the empathy of others, getting people to care deeply against those who were victims of crimes by immigrants, those who lost their jobs due to immigrants, those who in general were seen as forgotten and mocked by the establishment. So empathy was a very powerful tool in this election season. And I think you do have a point. I think to some extent people felt, well, to the extent that some elites are feeling great empathy for Black Lives Matter or trans individuals, there's not enough empathy left for them. And I think that this is actually a very bad way of thinking about things. We should try to make decisions, including our political decisions, less tribally and less emotionally, and ask ourselves which leader, for instance, will best, you know, promote the country's interests, and not so much worry about who's feeling what for whom.
In a public sense, are we a more emotional society than we were?
I think so. Or if not more emotional, I think we fetishize emotions more. And this has been a problem for a while. I remember when Al Gore got into trouble in debates when he was seen as too smart. And I could just, whatever one's political leanings, I think a lot of people can or should get behind that politicians should aspire towards rationality and intelligence and compassion rather than strength of feelings. Strength of feelings makes leads to stupid decisions, unnecessary wars, and bad policies.
How conscious do we as individuals have to be about being empathetic and trying to balance that with our other moral or ethical emotions? Is that something that we actually need to consciously think about?
I think it is. I know a lot of people, I get emails and letters from a lot of people who are doctors or nurses or first responders, and they discover that they have too much empathy. They feel too much pain for other people, and this gets in the way of their work. And as a parent, I feel the same way. My worst moments as a parent, and my kid is anxious or depressed or panicked, and I become anxious, depressed, or panicked. My best moments are when I care about my kid. I love my kid, but I could step back. And I think we do a lot better. Forget about politics. As everyday people, as parents and husbands and wives, friends, a lot better when we're able to sort of staunch our empathic connection and focus more on doing the right thing and caring about other people.
So is being against empathy really like saying you're against kittens? I mean, is it really the same thing?
Well, I'm saved by my subtitle. My book is not a call for cruelty or psychopathy. It's actually the opposite. So my subtitle is has to be rational compassion. So being against empathy, I think, is a great thing, so long as you make it clear what you're for, which is making the world a better place through reason and through compassion.
I don't ask this in a flippant way at all, but is the human brain a mess to some extent when it comes to figuring out our morality or figuring out how we're supposed to deal with our emotions?
Well, the human brain is an extraordinarily complex, extraordinarily well-designed mechanism, but it's a mechanism that's been evolved to deal with simpler times where we lived in small tribes, where we didn't have Facebook and Twitter and nuclear weapons and political parties and so on. When you take this brain that's evolved for the Pleistocene lifestyle and jam it into a 21st century world, it is kind of a mess.
Paul Bloom is a Yale psychology professor and author of the book Against Empathy: The Case for Rational Compassion.